Blog Talk Radio.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe, yeah. Couple shots, that make shorty come alive, yeah. And I'm only in your city for the night, yeah. Shorty fast, so I'm tryna get it twice, yeah. Let me know if you gon' stay and you gon' ride. Bad bitch, swear that she one of a kind. Tryna love you, let me know it's on your mind. Let me love you, but it's only for the night. It's a vibe, yeah. I just pressed down in your city, I arise, yeah. We gon' turn up at the telly and go like it. I just shared you my location, you're invited. I know you like it. I like natural, but I don't mind no makeup. Shorty wear it, but ain't much, she got a makeup. Off the Henny, baby, I don't need no chaser. She got a man, but not no more that she can thank her. We gon' do it all tonight. Let your body shake tonight. Get you out of here. I won't quit it till I hit it. It's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe, yeah. Couple shots, that make shorty come alive, yeah. And I'm only in your city for the night, yeah. Shorty fast, so I'm tryna get it twice, yeah. Let me know if you gon' stay and you gon' ride. Bad bitch, swear that she one of a kind. Tryna love you, let me know it's on your mind. Let me love you, but it's only for the night. All these drugs got me zoning, I can feel it, baby. Say it's good, hope it's better than anticipated. Her man keep calling, but I hope he keep it situated. And she don't answer, cause she say that he been tripping lately. I don't get no fuck about what your nigga do. He got hitters in his bitch red like I hit him too. All gorillas, we a turn this to a fucking zoo. Handy man around this bitch, I keep a fucking tool. I'm just trying to kick it with you, I ain't with the acting. All they do is talk a lot, I'm trying to show you action. Kick it with a youngin', but it's not a satisfaction. It's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe, yeah. Couple shots, that make shorty come alive, yeah. And I'm only in your city for the night, yeah. Shorty fast, so I'm tryna get it twice, yeah. Let me know if you gon' stay or you gon' ride. Bad bitch, swear that she one of a kind. Tryna love you, let me know it's on your mind.
Is Relax and Relate.
I can relate to that.
Home of the Hot Indie Artist Playlist
on IFM Radio
with Canada's Illest.
Canada's Illest.
EJR Double. Relax and Relate every Wednesday and Friday, 7 to 9 p.m.
Don't miss it!
Stop playing, you know just what I'm here for.
got this TikTok, and y'all know who this is. And if y'all don't, it's Bigger the Boss.
It's your girl, Oli and Julie.
Y'all, and what's so crazy, she just had her show today. That's why we kind of like on some other time, because she literally just performed on Greenwood. I'm getting lit tonight. Get on. Hold on, let me. Anyway, this is what we do. We try to be active. And I know y'all see what is going on and what the topic is today. The topic is know your worth in your purpose. Know your purpose in your worth, actually, because you gotta know your purpose to know your worth. You get what I'm saying? So if y'all don't know y'all purpose, y'all ain't gonna know y'all worth. So I'm going to need y'all to tune in today so we can talk about knowing your purpose. Like, literally. Like, for real. Let me move over this. Oh, I hope. Okay. My bad. Let me make sure. Okay, I got my swimming suit on because, like I said, know y'all purpose. Know your purpose. We out here at the old stage, about to go swimming, about to turn up, about to do what we need to do because we know our purpose and we deserve this. We deserve this. Like, for real. We deserve it. So y'all know we be trying to do different stuff every Sunday, and today we doing it just a little bit different.
Can I just say something,
yes,
though?
Please.
I know your girl is looking good tonight.
Check the hair. Check the hair. Check the nails.
If you need some press on, TBS, because don't they look real, y'all?
Press on. Like, literally, like, this is how we do this every Sunday to let y'all know that anything is possible. Anything is possible. Y'all have to know. Y'all have to want to do it. Like, literally. So let's get into it. Okay, we on the radio station. And like we gave y'all the number to call in. We really need y'all to call in. Because if y'all call in, we like on two different shows right now. We on the Artistic Talk Show. And we on the radio.
Hey, how did I get in?
Oh, that was y'all calling. We got some more people tuning in. We might get some more guests today because, you know, this is just what we do. But let's tune in. So today's topic is knowing your purpose in your work, in life. Do y'all know that? You know your purpose?
Just trying to find out, but I love
it. Me too. That's why we're talking about this, because, like, we can know our purpose to a certain extent, but if y'all don't get deep down into y'all purpose,
Like,
we talk about this on the show all the time. When stuff don't work out for you, sometimes it's not for you. Sometimes we work so hard. This is what I was telling you about just the show. It was a few shows ago, but I was telling y'all about the show. I mean, about my salon. I wanted certain things, and I could have just spent a lot of money to try to make it work just to prove that I can do it. But sometimes it is not meant, literally. And I was patient, impatient. Impatient. But I got what I needed. Like, for real, I really got what I needed. And guess what, y'all? It cost an half of what I would have had. Literally.
It's like one-fourth of the money.
Literally. Like, so sometimes you got to just be patient and stuff goes for you. But anyway, let's get to the real topic. Knowing your purpose and knowing your work. And then, that's the main topic. The main point on her is find your ability. Find your abilities in life. If you don't find your abilities in life, you ain't going to know your purpose. Like, everyone has something in life to do. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to say this. Y'all want something to pull? Y'all can take the little cord and go ahead and pull until we get done. If y'all want to go around here. It's the cord over there. Yeah, just go out there and y'all can take it. My bad, y'all. We turning up today. So, you know, we had to do the show. But I need y'all to call in and tell me what y'all purpose is in life. And if y'all need to help, if y'all need help with knowing y'all purpose, we got y'all. Just tell me what y'all need.
One quarter.
Like, literally. Look on this one. But I'm going to drain a little some of this. Yeah, that's probably it right there. But I'm going to tell y'all this right now. My purpose in life, what I have been doing since I can think, even when we was younger, we used to rap all the time, rap about shit that we didn't have, what we did have. Like, we used to literally rap, beatbox. My brother go hard and beatbox.
It's so funny because I can remember when I was a kid and I used to always sing this song. If I can't have you, I'd be single for the rest of my life. I used to always sing it to my mama and I used to sound a mess, but she smiled. Yeah, you got it. She's got no real song. Like,
no, Father, they have not heard her song yet. We're going to play the song here in a second. We're going to get them a little show later on. We need y'all to go after the pool and go call in. But listen, like for real, the purpose. So, okay, my purpose, like I said, my purpose in life is to help people.
Oh, yes, that's a good one.
My purpose in life really is to help people. I love helping people. And listen, I help you that I want to help you. I'm just going to put that out there. Because a lot of people want to
hand out, not help.
Yes.
A lot of people just want to, can you give me this, can you do this, can you do this? Like, no, I want to help you to where it's going to get you somewhere. Father, I want to help you for you to be able to help yourself. And a lot of people don't.
No, real talk. Like, and so with my purpose in life, I try to help people. I talk. I would tell a stranger. I would tell a baby something. I don't know. It might remember. Like, that's just really how deep I am and really trying to help people. Like, and I'm going to say again, I help people how I can help them. A lot of people be worried about, they can help me have this. Sometimes people help you how they can help you and how they want to. Like, real talk, but my purpose in life is to help people. I do my music to help people. Like, I'm not going to say that I feel like I'm a motivated speaker. And my music is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally talk about things that I do to get me to where I need to get to. Like, just that simple. Like, for real, my purpose in life is to help people. I try to tell people what I know. I don't know that much, but I'm going to tell you what I know. If I can tell you, hey, the sky blue over there, and if you bring a flu shot, you're going to get this love. I'm going to tell you that. Like, real talk. Like, I mean, it just be that simple, the simplest things that really motivates me to do what I want to do.
And make sure my breath is okay.
Because anything that I need to do, anything that you need me to do, anything I put myself in a position to do, I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure I do. I'm going to make sure I do good. You know what I'm saying? But, like, she do what she needs to do, I do what I need to do. Our purposes couldn't be the same, but we still have different shoes. Mm-hmm. And that's what people don't understand. We can be wanting the same thing. We can be doing the same thing. We can be making the same money. We can be doing all of that. But still, excuse me, her mind is different from my mind. Mm-hmm. I can't say, how are you doing that? And this is how you understand this. And this is how you, so I should feel like that. I should go through this. I should do. It don't work like that. It does not. Yeah. Everybody have their own life. Everybody have their own purpose. Everybody have their own work. And that's what we're talking about today, is having your purpose, knowing your purpose in your work. Shout out to King. He the one that told me about the work. Like, it was like, you stop with that sense. So you know,
I feel like there's a lot of people, we don't know how to find our work, or we don't know our work or how.
Okay, let's get deep.
You know what I mean? It is because, like, I'm just talking, like, speaking for me. Yep. Like, sometimes I just be feeling like, oh, am I worth it? Am I worth it? Like, but you are. Like, you have to know it, and you have to understand, I am worth people treating me good. I am worth treating myself right. I am worth doing what I need to do to get myself somewhere. I am worth it. Like, you have to know you worth it. And I feel like that it all stems from childhood. Like, I always go back to the childhood because I sometimes feel like, well, dang, I wasn't working for my parents, or you know what I mean? And not saying it like that, but it's just like I wasn't working for my parents to not go and do drugs or go to jail or not be around.
Yeah.
I feel like I wasn't working, so I struggle up until now. Still, I struggle with feeling like I'm worth enough to be with a man who just loves me for me and loves everything about me and feel like I'm worth doing right by friends, family, like, you know what I mean? So it's like you have to understand and know, like, everybody is put on this earth to have, like, you know what I mean? Like, your purpose is to feel like, I am worth people treating me good. Don't allow life and things to just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, feel a certain type of way. And that's what we were talking about last show, is knowing, like, know you worth it. Know you worth it.
You have to know you worth
you
it.
You have to know
you are
that you're worth it.
Success, you are worth money, your value is high.
Because like, if you don't feel like that you're worth
nobody
it,
nobody else will.
How can I say, oh, you're worth it? Because you don't feel like you're worth it. Like, you don't feel like you're worth it. You have to know that you're worth it. You have to know that, hey, I'm worth you treating me good. I'm worth you not lying to me. I'm worth you spending time with me.
In a situation where it's like you second-guessing your worth, like, oh, well, it's not that bad what they did, or it's not that bad. And you have to understand, no, it is that bad. Because is your worth up here or is your worth down here? You have to understand, like, no, don't allow people and things to.
My thing is, even what you said that in my work that I wasn't that bad, I'm strong. I'm very strong. So I'd be like, I know I can get through it all that little bit. That wasn't nothing. But if you keep saying that to a person that keep doing the same thing to you, just in a relationship, everybody in a relationship, if you keep on saying, oh, well, what he did, or you keep, oh, forgiving a motherfucker for the same thing they doing, are you, oh, well, I probably shouldn't have did that and he wouldn't have did, no.
Like,
or she wouldn't have did, no. Your worth is what you make your worth.
And you also have to realize sometimes it's not finding the purpose in yourself. It's finding the purpose in things. Sometimes we go through things because it teaches us, like, oh, they treated me wrong. So it teaches us, like, okay, what do I do in this situation in the future? Or what do I do in this situation? And a lot of us, me speaking for myself, don't understand that. Like,
no real talk. Because me too. Like, I always, just for it, just for the real, this is authentic talk, so we're going to keep it a dollar, just me cooking.
Yeah.
I would rather cook for somebody else than me cooking for myself.
Yeah.
But I'm worth my cooking.
Yeah.
But I'd be ready to cook for somebody else and have a cool gourmet meal.
Like, I'm always ready to do something for somebody else. I go out of my way.
Yeah.
And somebody said, oh, if you go to the store, can you get that? I will get up and go to the store and get something for them versus if I need some, I'm like, oh, I can just wait until I go to
the store. What we have to understand is put that energy into yourself.
Into yourself.
Not saying take it out of other people, but understand that just how you, just person and want to do good for that person, the one not to let them down, put that in your own self. Find that purpose. And we say that because that's how you find your purpose in yourself. Just like you find a purpose in somebody else, you find that purpose to curb at a person. You find that purpose to want to do something for a person, to be there for a person. Find that purpose in yourself. That's what we're talking about.
You can't find it, though. What I am learning is you can't find it in yourself. It doesn't really mean anything if you find it in other people or in
because
other
at the end of the day, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah.
At that moment, you're going to be happy. At that moment, a person can make you happy. But at the end of the day, when you go by yourself in your own little brain, in your own mind, are you happy? Are you worth it? Is that your purpose? That's the main thing that we need to do because when you find your purpose, when you find your purpose, that's when you start finding other things in life. That's how you build your character.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what you're here on this earth for, and not saying that we just don't know, but it's in you. It's in you. What do you like? And that's what I put on here. Okay, so let's get up. Oh, no, you go.
And sometimes I feel like a lot of people and a lot of things we don't understand, like we have more than one purpose.
I'm
like,
sorry, I don't have my other phone, so I have to read it. Keep going up.
We have more than one purpose in life, and we don't understand it. Like sometimes, like your certain purpose at that moment might just be for that moment,
yeah.
Not for
real time,
not for just a lifetime or forever.
Yeah.
Gotta put them puzzles together in your life.
Like you have to, and that's the main thing in your purpose. In your purpose, what I say on her is, what makes you happy? Finding your purpose in your work, you have to know what makes you happy. Like you have to. You have to know what makes you happy. What it do, Preston? Dang, we got Queen. What it do?
Let's see. Hold on 1 minute.
Wait up for the next lesson. It's the final accomplishment to all the struggles. Purpose and work are two keys. Self, love, work, all this good. All me, real talk. Because at the end of the day, the preparation, that's why you have to know your purpose. Because the preparation, that's real. Like if you don't have no preparation, plan, huh? Preparation. Y'all know I'm gonna get on. Y'all know I say my words. Preparation, respiration. All that shit. Like for real, go together, so. Like for real. We need to respirate. What's the respiration for me? For our ancestors, I am the ancestor. We need all that. For real, though. Y'all know I'm going to look dead old. Like I say my words. I got my own little low. Let's go.
No, but a lot of people, like, where your point was going is, like, you really have to prepare for your purpose. Because
yes.
Sometimes we
yes.
try to rush into doing.
No,
sometimes we try to rush into doing things before we prepare for it. Because I do that all the time. Like,
you.
Oh, man,
you.
Really, like, I've been in love with a nigga. I don't even know. No, I feel
okay.
I'm like,
no, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
an adult. Yeah, I'm an adult. But I'm just saying,
you know,
like, for real.
Be in love. Now, wait a minute. She did put oh, let me make sure. Now, y'all tell me if that motherfucker pop out now. Queen, I'm going to need you to tell us if that motherfucker pop out for now. Listen. No, but for real, preparation is everything because if you don't have no... What?
Preparation.
Okay, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to have her do it.
Preparation.
It's for you to make sure you have your shit together. Because if you don't have no
preparation.
Now she's too slow.
Preparation.
If y'all don't have that together, y'all can't have that purpose. Like that purpose. For real, that purpose. But okay, so let's
be able to preparation.
Listen, y'all know I'm gonna be terrible. Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all need to call in, though. We need y'all to call in.
Okay.
Yeah, get the number. Okay. But, okay, so with y'all knowing y'all purpose in y'all work,
we need y'all to call in 515-605-9898.
There we go. With y'all preparation, though, and y'all perfect. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Leave me alone. With that, y'all need to learn what makes y'all happy in life. Now let's get to the next year. Y'all know we got the main point. Now we got main topics. Now we got the main point. So one of the main points is making sure that you're happy. Woo!
Oh, Lord.
No, for real.
Because your purpose can drain you, okay?
Your purpose and your worth, you have to be happy. Because if you're not happy, you don't want to go back to that. You don't want to go back. You're not going to have the energy to really make things happy. Like real talk. If you're not happy with what you're doing, it's not going
to
work out.
And sometimes you have to take a step back and find in that thing that you're doing what makes you happy. Because sometimes you can lose sight of your happiness.
You're going so hard,
trying to take care of your purpose and do your purpose. You have to take a step back and say, okay, what makes
me happy? Want to do this.
Exactly.
Like, remember what makes, because I'm going to keep it a dime. No matter what you do, it's not going to always be happy.
Man.
But you still have to be happy. This is how life tricks you up. Like, for real. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect, but you still, even on the good and bad days, you got to say, I still want that. I'm still happy for that. I still got the energy to go to do what I need to do. I was just thinking about that in my music, like on some real shit, like real talk. And I've been doing this for a long time, but I have to find that goal to keep me going.
Because you know why? Because like I can just say for me, like with me opening the business, you know, every day I wake up and be like, you know what, to get this, because it's not going exactly how I want it, but I have to go back to the basics and remember why I started and find my purpose of why I wanted to do it in the first place. And that's what I told myself today. Like, okay, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to find out. I will remember why I wanted to do it.
Yeah. It don't matter if you store it over every day. Like, for real, it is okay to store it over
every day. That podcast is coming.
Oh, yeah, we on it now. That's why we need y'all to call in. We got the podcast now. We need y'all to call in. 515-605-9898. We doing a live show in the podcast. It's going down, like, right now. Like, we doing it right now. Like, we doing it right now. But, like, for real, you have to be happy with what you do.
And you also have to understand, like, while you're, like, in the middle of your purpose, you also have to understand things are not going to go right. things are not going to go right. And sometimes, like, when things don't go right, it makes you like, forget it. That's just not what I'm supposed to do. Because that's how I've been feeling the last couple of weeks. Like, just with my business and stuff. Like, it's like you have to say, okay, things are not going to go right, but it's not going right.
I need y'all to go on there and go book y'all nails, y'all hair, y'all feet, y'all everything. Like, for real. Because this is how we motivate each other. This is how we find our purpose in our work. We have to motivate each other, help each other. Before we left Greenwood, it was two people that acknowledged me on everything. It was some young kids. When I walked back 2-3 times, they acknowledged me. I couldn't do nothing to spend my last little $15 with them. I'm just saying, like, for real. I couldn't do nothing. I'm like, damn, I got some of my cash out. I got some popcorn on me. Like, for real. I'm like, nigga, you have to. But they know they purpose. I asked them, I said, I got cash out right here. She had a cash out right here, scan it. But she know her purpose. Like, for real, you got to know your purpose. I don't care what nobody say about you, think about you, turn their head about you, whatever.
Like, well, my problem is I'm always worried about what people say about me or feel about me. But one thing I am learning, you cannot control what people say about you. You cannot control what people think about you. And you cannot control how they feel about you, because you could be the best person. You could look a certain way, have this and have that. And guess what? It's always still going to be somebody that's not going to like you, that's going to feel a way about you, and that's going to say things about you.
And you cannot worry about that. Hey, because everybody don't like the same.
Yeah.
Our feelings ain't the same. Our taste buds ain't the same. That shit ain't the same.
I said you got a caller on the line.
I got a caller on the line.
Let's see. Hold up.
Yeah, I'm looking good, man.
I got a caller on the line. What y'all think? Do y'all think I look good? I
can't look good. All right. Yeah, Queen Fuya.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm here. I hear y'all.
You hear us? What's up?
I hear you, man. Y'all dropping them jewels.
Man, we try to. The only thing we be trying to do is get what we go through. I tell everybody all the time, like, I ain't no expert, but this is what I go through in life.
Exactly. Put it like this. Myself, because I only got a few minutes on the phone, but my self-experience and every motherfucking thing I ever been through has been my lesson. It has been the reason why I've learned, and it's the reason why I've chose to prepare myself and build the preparation and be able to face those challenges. And the first thing I had to do was stop depending on man. I mean, man isn't human, because not everybody's religious, not everybody's spiritual, but I'm spiritual. That's what God gave me, and that's what helps me self-love. That shit ain't for everybody else, but you got to get out there and understand it's going to take you and only you, not your mama, not your mate, not the closest person to you. There is nobody that you put your faith in. There is nobody, because I've been in love a million fucking times. I've been married. Yeah. I have a son. So I have experienced so many different types of love in this life. Love, this life can put so fucking much pressure on you, you will forget to love yourself because you think in your head you've been traumatized or you've been brainwashed where you think you got to fucking love everybody else. You feel me? Don't let nobody say you selfish. You keep your fucking cup full. You can pour a little, but you'll find yourself pouring your cup and ain't shit in there for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's so real. Like, Did y'all hear this? We on the podcast live. Did y'all hear that caller? Love yourself, pour a little bit, but keep your cup full. You always have
it's
to
the best thing.
We find ourselves pouring our cup. We try to give the last little droplets to somebody else, and they're not grateful for it anyway. So you have to give that last little bit to yourself. You have to give it to yourself.
Yes.
No, real talk. Real
you
talk.
Do.
Man,
you
that's
do.
So real and deep.
It's not easy. You got to pull away when you don't want to pull away from people. That's why I said preparation. Yes, preparation.
Did y'all hear what she said? You have to pull away from people even when you don't want to. Now, that's big.
You don't.
And that's a lot of people's problems. That's even my problem.
Man.
Like, for real.
My problem.
That can be so real.
Understand that. It was hard for me to get up and walk away. You might have to go shopping for yourself. I mean, that self-love, y'all, it's a hell of a weapon. It's not easy to pick it up. It's not easy to pick that sword up. It ain't easy to pull that trigger, I promise you. It ain't nothing like getting in the car, walking away from family, motherfuckers you in love with. It's painful, but I promise you, if you finally step away, even if you got to get up and lie to yourself and say, I love you, because you're really not lying, but you got to tell yourself, if you don't want to fucking do it, it's called meditation.
You got to talk it in existence.
There you go. Exactly.
Because, like, real talk, when you don't love yourself and you give it love to other people and other things, it's really not real. I'm not going to say it's not real, but it's not right.
Yeah.
Because how can you love somebody else if you don't love yourself?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Real talk.
So
right. And you can't.
Everything.
It is. I can't. I put it like this. I've separated from people, but I promise you, I know from the deep of my soul, I love motherfuckers 10 times harder than I do now, because I love me first.
Yes.
I love me first.
And so the thing is, when you find love within yourself, it's way deeper when you love other people, because you really know how to. The only thing, when you love somebody,
you love yourself, you overlove people. Sometimes you give them too much love.
Give them too much love, and sometimes you give them love,
yes,
but you don't even know that you give them, because you don't even know the love that
you
get. That's why it be too much. Sometimes it be too less.
It be way too
much.
Much.
Because you don't know. You're trying to give some love that you don't even know that you got, but you know that.
And that's the thing.
You're getting something.
And consciously, me, though, I can only speak for myself, but consciously, I was doing that thinking I could get the same thing back, depending on man.
Man, create the illusion.
Create the illusion.
Yeah, that's not the man that last week. The illusion. When you meet somebody, and we have that illusion, you can meet somebody and see your whole future, see your whole everything. But when
shit.
You get right there in front of that person, when shit really hits the fan, you have to start seeing what it is.
And, all we're seeing is what we give.
What we want.
Yeah, what we want, and we only seeing what we giving them. So we thinking that it's love, or we thinking they love us.
Yeah.
But really, all we seeing is the good that we give to them. We're not seeing nothing they give to that too.
And it's that illusion that we think, oh, it's gonna happen. Oh, they gonna change. Oh, they gonna see my work.
Yeah.
Oh, they gonna just keep rolling on and keep doing right by them. But guess what? When you look in the mirror and you see your work, you pull your cup in your other cup. You have two cups. You pull that other one in that other one. You gonna start seeing it, and then the person will see how she loves herself. So shit, I can't do nothing but respect her and love her a certain type of way.
Yeah.
Because
you're
not gonna accept nothing
else
but that.
Yes. Yes.
Really
hell
like,
yeah.
I'm going through that myself. Like, this is authentic talk, and we talking real. This shit real. We ain't just talking about shit that we think y'all going through. We talking about shit that we go through. You feel me?
Right. Right.
That's
exactly.
Real.
Exactly. That's why I say I can only speak for myself, but I know. Just the conversation and us congregating right now the way we are, some people call it witnessing. Either way, it's my best time. As far as I'm concerned, I'm worshiping with you, with my sisters right now. You call it whatever, but that's self-love. This is self-care and self-love right now. That's what some cats fail to realize. But right now, we got so many homies and family that's going to surpass the live. They not going to call out because it is something else blocking them. You fail to realize you love somebody and you attach yourself. You are linked with them. Their shit is inside of you, too. Their toxicity is inside of you, too. So you're a little blinded. You can't smell that good. Your taste ain't that good. You ain't even putting the right shit in your stomach. You ain't putting the right shit in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Real
so you get corrupted just like a car engine. Your shit get corrupted and you don't run right. You don't think right. You know, everything's fucked up. You got to feed.
You know what?
All that good.
But you know what? What you said that about the car and shit, because the car know they perfect. The car know they work. The car know what the fuck you supposed to put in there. These cars know you supposed to put 10, 30. You can't put no other shit in there because that's not what they going for. Like, real talk.
You
got
to right.
Certain type of oil, certain type of transmission, certain type of everything, and that's how we need to do with ourselves.
Sale. Bingo.
That's what happened. It messed up. So if you don't give yourself the right kind of love, the right kind of respect,
no, real power, you said a whole mouthful. Did y'all hear what she said? It's like a fucking car. If you don't put the right things in it, the right liquids, the right gas, the right tune-up, the right, and it's just like us. If we don't put that in ourselves, guess what? We're not going to work. We're going to be sitting in our driveway, sitting in our car, sitting wherever we sitting at, looking crazy. Because we
and
didn't put the right shit that we need to put into us. Temporary.
Exactly. And that,
know your worth.
And that leads
real
know
power.
Your worth. And that leads to leaning on somebody else or just sinking into some bullshit.
Because you looking and you leaning on somebody else for them to give you something that you can't, they can't give you.
They can't.
No matter how much they try, they can say, oh, I love you. You're so beautiful. But if you don't give that to yourself, you don't feel it. You don't believe it. Yourself.
That part.
People can tell
that
you part. All of this all day long, but you have to know
to believe
your
it. You got to
in your work.
Main thing. Hell
real
yeah, real. That's it, man. Y'all,
on
I
me.
Gotta go. I'm outside with and my charger ain't it. I love y'all.
Love you too.
Bigger the boss.
Fresh and sane, Queen.
I'm finna.
Y'all better go look it up. We need some
I'm following
so
you.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem. You know I got you.
Right there on me.
Indeed, man. Love to y'all, for real.
But, y'all, you know we're going to be pulling up on you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
See you later. All
right, love y'all.
We need some more. We need some more callers. What we got? This is a. Thank you. So, like, for real, okay, so that was our first caller, y'all. We doing it big. Hold up. I think this time we're doing it big. We got our first caller. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. Y'all better call in 98.98. Winner. Y'all, she got press on. She got everything. Which y'all better know y'all worth to come work with. I'm just saying. Okay, so let's get back to this. Know your purpose and know your worth in life. We already talked about what makes you happy. What you do in life, you got to have peace. Like I told y'all, it's not going to be perfect every day. Every day it's not going to be, oh, lovely. Oh, no problems, no none of that. Oops. But it should be, you should be able to find your purpose. When I go to, when I go to school. When I go to work and I be doing people's hair stuff, some days I don't feel it, but I be like, this is my business, I know. And some days I don't be wanting to talk, but I know people come in here to talk. People come in here, so I have to find their purpose to say, okay, they sit in my church. God sent them here for a reason. So I have to bring up a conversation. I have to talk because that's what I do. Even the days that I don't want to do it, I have to. I find myself. Like, real talk. Every day ain't going to be perfect. Every day ain't going to be la, 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 la. But you still have to find that purpose because them days, what I say in my song, them days that you really don't want to do it, them the days that build that character. It builds that character because them the days that you're like, oh, I don't want to do it. But then you do. I swear they do. I mean, it's some of them days that you get up and be like, oh, I'm ready to do this. This is no matter. But when you can find that goal, that willpower, in you,
that energy going.
Yeah,
that makes
you
feel like, I did that.
It's like a push-up. Like, real talk about the push-up. You keep doing that push-up. I swear you're going to keep getting so you do the setup. Something I ain't did.
Man.
You keep doing the setup. You're going to get a six-pack. I got, like, a six-pack plus some. an eight-pack plus some. I'm just saying. But, like, real talk, you get it. You get things. When you really put it in there, you get it. And in life, you have to try.
Mm-hmm.
You have to try. If you don't try, guess what? You're not going to never know. You're not going to know what you're doing.
It's like people are always talking about, I just want to give up. And I be thinking in my head, like, we can't even afford to give up in this world right now. You can't afford to die, can't afford to live, can't afford, like, you just got to keep going because you can't afford to not.
No, like, real talk. Okay, so we about to talk about giving up. I know this is kind of on another. Actually, this is your purpose in life. In life. You can't give up. You cannot give up because when you give up, what you get?
Yes.
I mean, like, really, like, that's all we're doing, giving up,
get you.
Like, literally, that's the only question. What do you get? Like, what the fuck do you get for giving up? Like, I don't care how hard it is, how many times you gotta try. I have a thing right now. My boss way? And I feel it a certain way, and at the end of it, it's A through Z, because my plan on Boss Way is A through Z, and y'all know how Walgreens got it, A-A-A-B-A-B,
yeah.
If I gotta go that way, I'm gonna keep going until I get to where the fuck I need to get to,
because you know why,
you might as well plan A-B, A to C, no, you have to have A through Z plus some.
You have to try A, B, C, D through Z. Like,
hold on, you want to see the alphabet? You know what I'm saying? Let's say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, Friday. You have to have them plans. Like, shit do not work out.
And my problem is what I'm learning now, like, I try 3-4 ways and I just get so frustrated. Like, why is it just not working? Okay, you know what? Forget it. But sometimes you have to just say forget it for that moment, and then maybe wait a week, wait 4 days, maybe wait 2 weeks,
that's
and then
real.
Come back because you can see it clearer with a clear head. Because let's be real, if you stop doing something for a moment at a time, you clear your head and you say, okay, well, let me just try.
And then
might just work, and that's what I am.
No, real talk, because sometimes we can be doing shit. And we just moving. Like,
and we really think we just trying and we doing this and we doing that, but really,
sometimes you gotta have patience.
Literally, man.
You gotta have patience. And you gotta say, okay, now, what did I do and what didn't I do? What did I do that I shouldn't have did? What didn't I do that I should have did?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta sit back and think about certain things that you got to do to make it happen. Like, you really have to. Jamie, I know you calling me. We at the Valencia will be coming up for. You're gonna have to get on our live to see them. She's probably gonna call again. I'm at the Texas. Hey, but for real, you have to know what you're doing. Okay, so then
girl, you get
we got
phone.
What I do.
So we gotta have party. Pass to my head. When I tell you the self-love, dude, because you know what? The hardest person to love is yourself. And people do not think like that. It's easy for you to do stuff for people. He said it.
No, for real, that's deep.
He said it. That self-love creates patience. You didn't know. It really do.
Queen, you going to be on the show next week.
I'm sorry. I'm queen. But like for real, like that is really so true because we give so much to other people. I get up every day. I cook for my kids. I bathe them. I clean up. I do this. I do that. And I turn around and look, and I'm like, damn, what did I do for myself? Like giving yourself love is the hardest thing you have, and you have to learn patience to do that. That is a really good point.
Like because. Just like I was telling y'all, cooking for people and all that shit. Like, I literally wake up and don't cook nothing.
Man,
I got bread and food, all type of shit. But let me be trying to cook for a motherfucker.
Man, like, oh, okay, you want to?
Let me be trying to cook for a motherfucker. I got a whole motherfucking gourmet meal. Motherfucker for today, tomorrow, next week.
Man.
But I can't do it for myself. Like, I deserve that shit, too.
But I feel like, oh, do I deserve this? No, I deserve a man who's going to love me, who's going to protect me, because that is what I'm going to get back. I deserve people in my life that's going
to... Okay, so let's get to this. Like, I know we deep in the... So let's get to, because it's me. Like I said, we're going to talk about, I think we talk, losing yourself in a person, not knowing your worth in a relationship.
Yes.
That's really deep, because you can lose yourself just in a friendship. But just in a real relationship, husband, wife, whatever, girlfriend, boyfriend.
And I feel like men lose themselves, but I feel like us as women, we lose ourselves way more than men in a relationship because we're trying to please them, trying to love them, trying to take care of them, trying to, and they don't put that emotion into it. You know what I mean?
No,
I feel like us as women, we just lose ourselves so much because if you got kids, if you got a man, if you got friends, if you got sisters, brothers, moms, daddies, like, we come
last. Just as women, like, real talk, as women, we lose ourselves. But what we have to understand is that we can't lose ourselves.
Yeah.
We can't lose ourselves. We can help people. We can love people. We can take care of our kids.
But that's the number one.
For sure, take care of your kids. We're not saying don't take care of your kids. Don't take care of your house.
But how can you
take care of yourself
or take care of your man, right, or your husband, or your wife, right, if you're not okay?
Exactly. That's what we're trying to do.
And that's where the problem comes into. That's why y'all probably arguing or fussing, fighting. It's a disconnect.
Because you didn't date everything.
Yeah.
And now you look in the mirror like, what do I got? What do I got?
What did I do for me? Because I do that all the time. I be like, yeah, I did this for this, for the kids, for my man. He in prison, but like for my man, for my kids. That's my man. I love him. I'm just going to tell y'all that. I'm sorry. But for real, like, I do stuff for
my brother.
I do stuff for so many people. And then when I look on that whole list, I'm like, damn, what did I do? I said, well, I woke up today. Like,
real talk. Because guess what? That gives you more fuel to keep doing stuff for people.
Yeah.
Like, real talk. If you don't give yourself fuel,
you're going
to start being mad because you're giving everything and you're working on nothing. You ain't working on nothing. You trying, but you ain't working on nothing. You ain't working on nothing at all. Like, you're not working on nothing. You just like, oh, I'm giving this, I'm giving that, I'm giving this, I'm giving that. I'm going to ask y'all a question here in a second, Father. You ready?
Yeah.
You look like you ain't together. Food, but you take off your shoes and stuff. And you gonna get some. He gonna get some food. This man work hard. He gonna get some food. But like real talk, you have to know your worth. You can't give yourself to a person that ain't gonna give you nothing. And that's just real. You can't do that. Let me see one time. My phone on me. I love you. queen on me. Like, you did, you just my nigga on me. So, baby, turn up. That's what we do. We need another caller, though. We need just one more caller to call 515-605-9898. We need one more caller. Somebody get on there and call.
1-5.
Hold up.
6-0-5.
Hold up.
Wait, 9.
Hold up. Hold up. We're going to turn up. We got a motherfucking song out of it. Y'all know we don't play stick that got my dead here too. He don't play. No, you can't. Oh, my God. I wish we could because you know I was. But we don't do that. But anyway, okay, so the next one is.
I don't know.
Let me see. Hold up. Make you want more.
Comfortable, yeah.
I got you.
So I'm here for.
Comfortable. Listen. 444 on me. Y'all better.
I'm gonna check this, please.
Oh yeah, okay. Like on me, on everything. No, you can't
take
that off.
No, I'm just gonna take it off and text it.
No.
I'm not gonna hang it.
No, we're good. But listen, okay. So, in your purpose in life, in your work. You have to be comfortable.
You have to be comfortable in your purpose, and you have to be comfortable in knowing
in your work.
No, for real, in knowing your work. Like, you have to be comfortable. Like, girl, I don't care how I look. Cause my problem is just because people always, like, look at you and judge you by how much you weigh, what's the color of your skin, how long your hair is. And that's my problem. But you have to be comfortable and say, okay, just because I'm not the ideal person of what society or most people feel like don't mean you're not worth people treating you good. You're not worth a good man. You're not worth a good life because you are.
My ass is a little thin, you know what I mean?
Like, ain't nobody going to do that. And sometimes we also have to know, like, even if a person don't respect you or see your worth, don't let that determine how you feel. Like, oh, well, maybe I'm not worth it. Like, no, people see your worth regardless if they
just for instance on Facebook. You post up, you don't get no likes, you don't get motherfuckers see you. It's Facebook. They see you. They don't mean that they going to tune in. They don't mean that they going to like it. They don't mean that they going to interact with it. But they see you. Eventually, you keep doing it, they going to continue to see you. And then it might be one post that they like, that they might say. But it's not about them. It's about you and being worth what you trying to do. That's all you got to do. You can't be doing all that. You got to tune in what you trying to do. Like, real talk. Like, you can't just be, oh, well, I don't deserve it,
No, because you deserve it.
Like, everybody has a purpose. Everybody is on this earth for something. You have to find your purpose. And we're going to talk about that because we got it out. You have to be comfortable with what you do. You have to make sure you're happy with what you do, and you have to find your ability. When you find your ability, you know it's going to be natural. It's going to be natural when it comes to you. It's going to be natural. You ain't going to have to force it. You ain't going to have to plead with it. You're going to have to pray. Anything you do, you're going to have to pray. But you ain't going to have to force it. You ain't going to have to be, oh, I just got to do it. Oh, I got to. When shit don't work out, you're going to understand why it didn't work out. Not, oh, it ain't working out. It don't supposed to. Like, we have to understand certain things. Everything's on the time. Everything is written. Like, real talk. But it's up to you. It's a whole plan book. If I send it's only one pad that's written for you, you have a lot of options. I mean, it's written for you. You're like they say, everybody's past is written for them. It's written for you, but you do have a lot of paths that you can, it's A, B, C, D. You know how you can pick a letter. Ain't nothing wrong, but you just got to know what letter you need to pick for you. You have to know what puzzle you need to pick for your picture. Real talk, whatever picture you want, you can get that picture, but you got to have them puzzles. You got to have them pieces. You got to look at your pieces and put them in the right place. Sometimes I feel like we always be trying to make pieces fit that's just not for that moment or time or for that situation.
Yeah.
Because I'm always trying to make some shit work.
You?
It. I'm going to fuck you back. You didn't ask me. But it
doesn't want to help.
You heard me? Trying to damn it down. I call my daddy over and he's going to get it in there. It still pops up, though. It still ain't going to work. Because my daddy, that nigga gonna make shit happen on my daddy people, he gonna make happen. I'm just saying. But it still might not work, though. Like, we can put it all in there. We can put everything in there.
The puzzle pieces.
But if it don't work, it don't work. So with that being said, learn and know your purpose. We was on here today to let people understand a purpose. And I'm not saying I know a little bit of my purpose. I do. But I know I have a lot of more purpose. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of more work. I know my worth because that's how strong I am. But I have a lot of more work that I need to understand because I really have a lot of work. Like, I be letting motherfuckers play me, use me, and all type of shit. Like, real talk. I should have come back and be tired. I'm letting y'all slide. After the day. It ain't gonna be no more then because we have learned our purpose and our work. And I know my purpose and my work. I know I am the shit. I mean that shit that you put in this now. I'm playing no before that. I really do. I'm learning and I know my work. I know my purpose. You know your work and your purpose.
I'm almost there.
You almost there? Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to say is, we're not going to know everything. But long as you're trying to understand, trying to know, trying to do what you need to do, it's going to be good. We're going to be good. But we ain't going to hold y'all too much longer because it's been a whole hour. We almost done. Y'all go. They know their purpose.
Yeah.
Girl, know your worth. The man's supposed to take care of you.
Know your worth. Know your purpose.
Right. Don't give a fuck.
But at the end of the day, people be mad because they go through shit, because they don't see their purpose. They don't see their worth. And that's just real. If you don't see that, you're gonna be confused. You're not gonna be you, because you don't know your purpose. You don't know your worth. You're not gonna be you. You have to learn that. If you don't learn that, you can't really do nothing else. Like, for real. I mean, you can, but you ain't gonna live life how you really want to live. Real talk. For real. And it's just real. I'm thankful that I learned way early. And I probably got another purpose that I don't know about. I don't know.
That's why you got to keep it at the right time.
And that feeling. Y'all have to know that feeling. That feeling is deep. You have to know that. And you got to know yourself. Sometimes you got to just stop and learn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how to learn yourself. I can't. Because I'm just now learning how to learn myself. But you have to ask God. Ask whoever you believe in. Ask yourself. That's who you need to ask. Like, for real. You got to ask them and say, like, I'm trying to tune into myself.
And when you say the purpose in the word, sometimes, you know, we have these things that we feel like, okay, I want this, 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 and this. And sometimes when we meet people or things come in our life, we bend those, and you can't do that. So that makes you kind of lose yourself and not understand, like, what is my purpose and my self-worth, because we bend in all our morals and values just to try to fit into society or fit into other people's life. And that's when we start losing that self-love, that self-worth, not knowing our purpose, because we start bending everything we believe in just to make other people happy. But that's not going to make them happy. That's just going to do something, you know, for them at that moment. But a person's going to be happy with you if they're going to be happy with you.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know what I mean, like, being your moral.
That's when we go back to what we was talking about a long time ago. Be yourself.
Yeah.
A person can't love you if you acting like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
What you think they want you to act like.
Oh, man.
It don't work like that. You can't act like what you think they want you to act like, because it's an act.
Man.
You're going to be out work one day.
You're going to stop.
The job is going to be over, and you're going to have to be yourself.
Right.
You're going to have to stop acting.
So you might as well be yourself, because I know us as women, we do it, and I know, I'm sure you guilty of it, and a lot of women, we meet somebody, and we start, they might text you, what you doing? Up,
looking at Obama. I had to pick up Obama.
Knowing you in the bed, probably got toothpaste on your face or a scarf on your head. But we do that. Oh, I'm up working out, or oh, I'm up cooking breakfast. No, you ain't doing that.
Hey,
so we came to something.
Are you cooking breakfast? I want some.
We did. Like, we say things that we know, like, because we try to please them.
Yeah.
But once you please yourself and you bring up all that naturalness of yourself, then it's going to work out. But I know, because I do it firsthand. I'm just like, what you doing? Oh, I'm not doing nothing. Just read the chapter book. Ain't read no book in 2 years. Like, you know what I'm saying? But we do stuff like that
to try to
make them want us, like, oh, we so important.
Yes.
But you're important without having to do all that.
Exactly. So then that's who they gonna think you read another book. Your ass ain't even got the book, you didn't lie. So what was you talking about, nigga? Like, nigga, that's what you said you want when we from the
for real.
For real. Be yourself. Like, be yourself.
And if a person don't think you worthy, like, you're worthy,
but you
know, it's not your problem, it's their problem.
Yeah, that's okay.
Everybody's not going to see
your
worth. Y'all
know how many people it is in this world, just in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so many of us out here. You don't have to be in this crowd. But this crowd going to fuck with you. But you worry about this crowd. And that's the problem. You got to worry about the motherfuckers who fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfuckers who curb at you. Motherfuckers who going to tune in to you. Motherfuckers who going to really curb at you, because you're being you.
Mm-hmm.
You know your worth. You know your purpose. You get what I'm saying? But we ain't going to hold y'all up too much longer. Because, we got some fun facts. I ain't even like no fun facts. What's some fun facts? Okay, fun fact. Let me see. Okay, well, I'm going to do this and then go up to the fun fact. Think of a fun fact while I'm talking about this. Okay, so today's show was knowing your purpose and your worth.
people don't know how to be themselves anymore because social media and that people.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Woo!
Man.
Woo!
Social media makes you feel like you got to look this way, have this amount of money, have this kind of car. And most of the time, the people on social media, most of that stuff don't even have that stuff. Like, and they, like, social media makes you feel like if you ain't got a coat by the shape, if you ain't a certain skin color, if your hair ain't long enough, if you ain't got a foreign car, if you ain't got a loft apartment or a house you own, like, they, social media is the worst.
Right? Yeah. And see, with social media, we have to listen to it. It's social media.
Yeah.
Y'all not understand what that fuck, what the fuck that shit is.
Social. Like,
you social with that shit. It's not personal. It's social.
Just think about this.
Real,
you go to a social setting, like say it's a bar, and you laughing and talking with people. They only see in the good times of you laughing and talking.
Oh.
Like, no, like, really think about it. I ain't going to speak of that. But I'm saying, they only see in the good times of you laughing and talking. They see the good side. They don't see the bad
side.
And social media only makes you feel like everything in life is glitz and glam. They don't talk about the bad stuff going on. They don't talk about all that stuff. So just think about it like that. When you go out to a social gathering, y'all laughing and how y'all not talking about y'all problems. So that's just how life is.
Like, she said social media. I'm from, I don't know if it's a she or a
social media.
Literally. And that's why you have to be you.
Literally.
I would say people, I make bro look good. Literally.
Literally.
I tell motherfuckers, shut up. I said I make bro look good. I ain't rich, so I'm broke. I mean, that is my thought. I'm just saying. I can't wake up and just fucking ain't got to go to work.
No.
I mean, I ain't broke, bro. I mean, I know I cannot go to work for only a certain amount of time. But you ain't got to go to work.
Rich people can't do that either.
They can.
No, they still got to work.
They don't work, but they ain't got to go to work for
but
that don't matter. I mean, I say I make both look good just because I don't give a fuck about what a person said about me.
That's basically just accepting what you have.
It's
understanding that that's okay.
And it's okay. Like, I get on social media. I've just been telling people for the last little few days, like, nigga, I don't have my hair done. I don't do this. I don't do that. Because I'm not going to say not doing your hair ain't because I probably should do better. But I'm just, shut up.
I'm not going to talk about me.
But I'm just saying, though, it doesn't matter. Be you. I'm up for the CB, but when it's time to do something, I'm going to be up to par. But I don't have to do that just all the time. Like, for what? Like, for what?
Social media makes you feel
but
like
that. But I'm going to say, oh, she look cute. I look cute. I look cute for myself. Like I told y'all last weekend, I'm perfect for me. For me. Not you, but for me. That's what you have to do. You have to be perfect for you.
Love the person, which is why one day they all do similar.
Exactly, because people don't know how to just be themselves because of social media. People want to look a certain way, have a certain, they don't even know what they really like or what they really want to look like or what they really want because social media say you got to own your house or have a big house, you got to have a nice car, you got to have a nice body, you got to keep your makeup done, your hair, your nails, like, so people can't even be themselves because one thing about me, I don't like no nails, I don't like all that, but you know what I'm saying, I do it for social media, like, you know what I'm saying
about me?
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. No, real talk though, but you have to care about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When a motherfucker say, oh, well, she cool, but she ain't your balance, they gonna accept that. They gonna accept you not, you know, doing all of that, having to have your eyelashes on, having all that shit. It is okay.
Yeah.
It is okay to be you. Be you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is okay. And that goes back to knowing your purpose and your worth. My worst ain't having a lot of weave and eyelashes and all that shit on. That just ain't me. Like, I do that shit to a certain
extent,
but I mean, I'm just saying.
We in a real bad recession or something.
It's like last week, if I was thinking about it, because we with my weave. Them motherfuckers don't get that weave.
God, they ain't going to talk about us.
Like, oh, yeah, we ain't worried about this here, but and I understand that. Everybody, like I said, everybody have their own. If you want to be fresh and have your eyelashes on and be up for it every day,
that feels good though.
No.
Your lashes don't let that define your purpose and your work. Don't get up every day and say, oh, I'm going to do my makeup and hair so I can post on social media. No, get up and do your makeup and your hair for you. For you. That's how a motherfucker be like, oh, well, damn. Okay, I see, because you're doing it authentically. Authentically, not just because, oh, I got to do this for them. I got to do this for them. Like, you can't. At the end of the day, true enough, we ain't going to lie. Of course we do it for the people. We're not going to say we don't do it for the people, but do you for the people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you for the people?
People going to love you or they not, and that's just sad. You have to be okay because everybody is not going to like you. Everybody is not going to think you cute. Everybody is not going to think your work.
You come up with a fun fact. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. We really going to wrap this up. Y'all know we can talk for hours, like literally, because this stuff gets deep. Like, we can get into so many avenues of the stuff that we talk about. But we just going to run it back down again. Know your purpose.
Yeah, come on. You just
know your work. So, for instance, we're about to run it up. Know your purpose. Know your work. Listen. Be yourself. Love yourself. And a fun fact is to relax. That's what we about to do. We about to go get in the pool.
What somebody said, you're right. Don't focus on pose and focus on self-love. I don't need extra validation. That is so real. Yes.
Man, for real, it's always going to do on something.
We always go back to the next.
On me, for real. No, for real. Love yourself. Care about yourself. Know your purpose. You're worthy. Yes. Like, know your purpose. Like, they trying to wrap us up. We got to wrap it up, okay? Know your purpose and your work. We about to wrap it up. We at y'all. I know. No, but real talk. Know your purpose. Know your work. Do what you need to do. Fun fact is a first step. No,
accept yourself for who you is and love life. Sometimes you don't have to be so serious. Sometimes you don't have to worry about your bills. Sometimes you don't have to say, oh, I'm trying to get to this level, so all I got to do is just do this. Sometimes it's okay to just live in the moment. Do stuff with no regrets.
Like, no, because guess what? The process is the success. People be thinking at the end of the day, as soon as you get to where you need to get to, that's the success. No, the process is.
Yeah.
The process, the steps that you take, and that's the
because you're going to appreciate the process more than you're going to appreciate the
success. Because when you get there, you're going to be like, ooh, I remember that one time when my life was about to get cut out. You ain't going to say, ooh, I'm here. Of course you're going to say that, but
all right,
that day, you didn't want to do that shit. Yeah. I was the day that I was like, damn, I really want to do that, and I did it. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, it got me to a whole other level where I need to get to, and that's just what it is. Like, we're talking, but the fun fact is what? You said love yourself, son. Like,
no, I know. Live in the moment.
Oh, yeah, live in the moment. Live in the moment. My fun fact is turn the fuck up. Like, turn up. Like, for real.
Don't turn up too much, but really, like, life.
No, the fun fact is really making memories and moments in this life. Sometimes you be so caught up with, let me save my money, let me not do this, because something might happen. Stop worrying about what's going to happen, because if something's going to happen, it's going to happen regardless.
Really?
In those moments. Like, really live in those moments. Like, no real talk. Y'all, the playback, if y'all want to listen to this again, it's going to be on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We made it. Like, I am so grateful to be on this podcast. I'm live with y'all, but we also got another podcast that we're doing, and I am grateful for this. Like, I swear. I promise you, like, y'all don't even understand, like, because every little step is for a bigger step. People don't understand that. This little stuff that we've been doing this shit for about 2 or 3 months now, and look, now we're about to be on iTunes, we're about to be, like, it's real. You have to know your worth, know your purpose. This is our purpose, to talk to people, like, real life. This is authentic talk. We're going to talk about this shit, but we ain't going to hold y'all up too much longer. We need y'all to be here next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
At 7 o'clock. Y'all know the number. It's 515
605-9898. We're going to be live next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Authentic Talk. I am really trying to get us our own page and our own YouTube and all that stuff. So when I do send this to y'all, I need y'all to, like, tune in so y'all can get on the new page and all of that stuff because this is going big, like B-I-G. But I love y'all for tuning in. Thanks for the callers that called in. I love y'all.
It's
like
radio.
Preparation, what is it?
Oh, it's
ISM Radio.
ISM Radio. Yeah, tell them. Go ahead.
www.ismplus.com.
You can hear us on that too. Literally. I need y'all to do it. Say it one more time, sister.
www.ismplus.com.
No, for real, though. For real.
I can't see you now.
We're going to be in the magazine, too, in August. So I need y'all to tune in. It's going down on my daddy people. On my daddy people. Hey, so for real, though, like, she performed tonight. You gonna do your song?
I'm gonna post it.
We need fathers to come after and support no matter what going on with your daughters and all that stuff. Like, we need all that. But, you know, we ain't going to hold y'all too much longer, though. Authentic Talk.
Let me get back in.
IFM Radio. We going down. We love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Just know for the next week, know your purpose and your worth. If we learn that,
every time you got to think about it, like, am I worth this? If somebody treat me bad, somebody treat me good. Am I worth it?
You got to know. You got to know. And if you don't know,
now you can ask us. You can always be in.
I mean, DM us. Tell us what y'all need y'all for us to talk about. We can talk about our problems. But we can talk about whatever y'all need us to talk about because I promise you, y'all been through it, we've been through it. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yes,
girl. Real talk.
I'm gonna turn for y'all. So
we going down. IFM Radio about to give us a song. I'm gonna give y'all my little turf song. But I love y'all though. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see y'all next Sunday. Y'all can stay tuned in for this last song that we gonna have for y'all. Just remember to tune in and call in next Sunday. One more time, 515-605-9898.
You can also hear this on Apple Podcasts.
Ricky Shack, bitch. Hey, touch a toe. Do a show. So that ass bitch and what they made it for. She's so bad to me, crazy. When she mad at me, she mad.
profile on in case them haters out. She gon' scam, she gon' strip, and she gon' add it up. Can't tell what type of shit she on, cause she ain't